This is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. In San Francisco today, Apple unveiled two new gadgets, a long-awaited iPod cell phone and a video box that will let you stream video from your computer directly to your TV screen. And wait, there's even more gadget news.
Now, of all the weeks for them to let me fill in host on this show, it's the week where there's actually some interesting news to be reported from Las Vegas, which I consider my second home. There are about 150,000 geeks wandering around 1.8 million square feet of MP3 players, computers, satellite radios, flat-screen TVs. Among those geeks gathered for the annual Computer Electronics Show, or CES as it's known, is our geek, David Was. He joins us now from member station KNPR in Las Vegas. Hi, David.
How you doing, Luke?
I'm great. I wish I was over there with you, but this is, I guess, the next best thing. So I guess paper or plastic is no longer the question. The big one this year is plasma or LCD.
The Derby this year has been won by LG with a 108-inch display, and then I think Panasonic comes in with a mere 103-inch. But you can see the sweat dripping off the anchorman's forehead on the evening news, which is, I think, why you buy such a big TV. The clarity is amazing, and they do say that LCD is catching up to plasma now, so it's just how much money you want to spend, I guess.
108-inch television. Do you call it a television, technically, if it's one of these new technologies?
Well, to me, expert in these realms, you know, anything that doesn't have rabbit ears with aluminum foil on them is not a television.
So this is the 40th anniversary of CES, and you've been to a few of these. How has it evolved? How's it different now?
The big news in 67, I believe, was solid-state television and Ampex, which introduced a combination camera videotape recorder which weighed 50 pounds and cost $65,000. And to put that in perspective, Sanyo introduced a portable high-definition camera this year that weighs half a pound, costs $800, and records on a smart disk memory card. So there have been a few advances since the beginning.
I hear, though, that you had a relatively close run-in with Bill Gates.
You mean the blues man, Blind Willie Gates?
Actually, no, I was thinking more of the guy from Microsoft.
Yeah, I found myself between him and a phalanx of Japanese cameramen. One of the Microsoft Moonies must have had some sort of digital psychic detector, and they were picturing me throwing a pie in his face. So they came and grabbed me by the elbow gently and squired me away, thinking Bill was not safe in the same room as David Was. As we say in hip-hop, I ain't hatin'.
Indeed. Yeah. All right, let's go to the lightning round, dog. Your favorite and most bizarre gizmos.
You know, I don't know about you, but I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes thinking, how do I hide the speakers in this house? It's the combination lamp surround speaker.
Not available, by the way, in most sanitariums, where they're putting people because they think the lamp is playing Bing Crosby.
That is correct. How about car audio manufacturer Rockford Fosgate fitting out an Escalade with a 40,000-watt amp and about 8 15-inch woofers? The system costs $150,000, and the car is worth a mere 60. If you're pulling up to the club at 1 a.m. and you want to be flossing, you know, you got to bump that bass and people will be impressed. So that's an important advance, I think.
Well, if all of this man's electronic inhumanity to man gets to you, David, starting tomorrow is the AVN conference, the Adult Video Conference, just across town. So
They did have a display at the Sands Hotel where they lined up willing male guinea pigs to be shot by a taser gun and then be rewarded by an autograph from the Playboy bunnies in attendance.
Did you sign up for that, David?
Did it three times, actually.
Day-to-day contributor David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was. He joined us from member station KNPR in Las Vegas. David, good luck there.
Thanks, Luke. I'm going to go get me a dose of plasma.